Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. Guess what? There's another video from the launch period of the program from 2023. Are you starting to sense a progression of the podcast? Well, all jokes aside, this particular video is about de-identification. And so I want to dive a little bit more into de-identification, because while I go into some of that, there is new insights that have come now in 2025 that I'd like to share. And it can be a little bit confusing because manifestation pillar number one that I teach is, what is your desire? And it asks you to get to know yourself, to build a relationship with yourself, to learn to trust yourself, to learn to love yourself. And now, at the same time, I'm also talking about the importance of de-identifying. So I want to be very clear that when I say de-identifying, I'm talking about de-identifying from the labels that we associate ourselves with in our lives, which is often a concept of the mind, which is also a concept of the ego. Because we know that when we truly connect to who we really are, we are connected to the universe, we are connected to God. There is a centeredness that is not of the ego or of the mind. It is the observer of the mind. It is that depth of which you truly are. So when I talk about de-identification, I'm talking about de-identifying from the roles that we play in this life. And not only the roles that we play in this life, but it's so much deeper than that. The identities within the identifications, within the roles, go so deep that we usually have to peel back another layer of the onion to fully understand how much it controls our perception, and thus controls what we believe we are able to manifest, what we are able to create, whatever we want to be, do, and have. And so while you listen to this, I encourage you to write down all the roles, all the identities that you play in your life. And then really dig a little deeper into, what do I think? What are the thoughts I have? What are the beliefs that I have around this identification, around this role? What does a successful role like this look like? What have I been taught that this is what that success looks like in this particular identification? And I'll tell you why I think this is really important. Because recently I had my own veil lifting, peeling of the onion, in that I was thinking about what freedom means to me. True freedom. And I realized that my identities were still holding me back from complete freedom. Because I was unconsciously, until it was conscious, until I became aware of it, allowing the idea of being an entrepreneur to dictate how I want to be perceived by my clients, instead of fully living into the complete and utter freedom of being exactly who I am. So it was like unpeeling yet another smaller, more indecipherable mask from who I am showing up as. And my complete freedom feels like integrity, and that I am no different of a person when the camera is off or behind closed doors than I am when I am being fully expressed. I don't want there to be two different personas at all, because to me that doesn't feel like complete and utter freedom or acceptance of who I truly am. I absolutely love the fact that I can dress up in my own designers that I love, and then I can strip completely down and jump on a surfboard and go surfing. And that means that I'm not always going to look put together. I'm not always going to look like the businesswoman when I'm coming off the water. And I was finding myself compartmentalizing these aspects, these identities of myself, instead of allowing them to flow. I was trying to decide, well, if I go surfing on this day, then I can wash my hair right afterward, and then I can look really good for this video or Instagram Live or whatever it is the next day. And although it sounds silly, it's what many of us do on some level, as opposed to, you know what? I may show up on a video with my hair an absolute mess because I was living my abundant fullness of life while surfing, and that's okay. There's actually no reason why it shouldn't be okay at all. Because abundance isn't just about having your shit together, supposedly, or creating that image, or being this beautiful businesswoman, or having a whole lot of cash, being fancy all the time. We know that that's not real. And there was still part of me that was identifying with that and allowing it to block the free flow of what life could fully be for me. And that is true freedom for me. That is true abundance for me. So, again, I invite you to look at the roles that you play in your life, the identifications that you have, and see if there are layers that you can unpeel and you can find more abundance, more freedom, more acceptance, more flow in your life. There won't be anything after the video that you're going to see from the past just now, because we just talked about it right here, right now. So I hope that you have an amazingly abundant, free-flowing rest of your week.
Really done things because of other people and what we think that means about who we are. We have labels about, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a CEO, I own my own business, right? We have a lot of identification labels. And part of creation is stepping out of what we think we are and who we think we are and connecting to the infinite possibilities that the universe has for us. Because when we're stuck in our identification, it's often hard for us to even envision different possibilities for our lives, because then we say, well, no, because I have this role that I have to fulfill. Or how will people see me if they see me going in a different direction from the role that I've always been in? And so thinking about, and meditation is really helpful for this, becoming nobody, no place, no time, no identification with the current reality that we live in, right? Really taking away from that avatar called Athena and really getting outside of that and getting into the flow of life and getting into the infinite possibilities. And again, we do a lot of this through meditation. We become energy. We connect to the whole universe. And it's in that energy that we allow ourselves to really create and envision the possibilities. And so today, I want you to think about that creative energy and how you're co-creating your life full of the possibilities that feel aligned to you, that feel authentic to you, and really moving out of the identification of the ego and the stories we've told ourselves and into the infinite possibilities. Because when we're in the flow of infinite possibility, when we know that the dream that we're living is really a dream and that we create whatever we go to into next, that is when we fully let go of the scarcity. We fully let go of all the excuses that we make that we can't have this or we can't have that. When we are stepping into that creation power, that creation energy, it's really so freeing, and you're stepping out of your identification and you're able to really deepen into authentically what those infinite possibilities are for you. And so think about today as you start to come back from your beautiful holiday weekend. What are the things, what are the narratives that you're still telling yourself that are keeping you from creating your most abundant life? Why not now? Why not this moment in this day to start creating your most abundant life, to start creating your reality from a very authentic, energetic place? You deserve to have your most abundant life, and it's waiting for you, and it's just asking you to get out of your identification and to look into the unknown and the possibilities that are truly available to you. But again, we have to get out of that narrative and those thoughts that say we can't do this, we can't have this, and these are the reasons why. We have to get out of that. And you will get out of that when you start moving through your abundance journey and you start moving into this energy of possibility. But you have to move first. We talked about you have to move into that energy first. You have to make the choice, the decision that you get to have your most abundant life. And you get to step into forming this and into this energy. So really think about what's holding you back and what are the scarcity and lack that you've got going on in your mind already that's telling you that you can or can't do this and that, you know, that you're not allowing yourself to step into that infinite field of possibilities. This is your dream. This is your life. You get to call the shots. You get to create your own reality, but you move first. Know that your most abundant life is available to you and it's ready for you to let it in.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life?
Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.